Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I tried calling you back twice.
So I do apologize. I was receiving calls. I don't know what happened to our system, but
okay, because I kept saying hello, and then you weren't there.
Sorry, I do apologize. Yeah, I was hanging up all the calls right now to call you back. Hey, sorry. I know you were concerned about the time. Just going to read the last ones, and then it's just personal questions, so we can finish the whole survey.
Okay.
All right. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democrats candidates and yes on the ballot measure. First statement is we deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decision, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedoms. Is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
None.
Not a very convincing reason at all?
Exactly. Not a very, yeah.
All right, thank you. Second statement, every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctor, not on unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. Is that
number
very convincing, very convincing reason?
I think the people should be able to vote, not the government.
All right.
I think the person should be able to decide on their body, not the stupid government.
Okay.
You don't know what the situation is.
Thank you. Thank you. And next one is the next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court's ruling on issues like abortion or for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senator who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges.
Negative, no.
Okay. So is that very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all?
Not at all.
No, thank you. All right. No matter how frequently you vote on the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, where 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
1.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024, elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate?
Trump.
Okay.
Trump.
Thank you. If the elections were held today, will you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion, or are you undecided or will not vote on this ballot measure?
The state.
I'm sorry?
I'd vote on the state.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let's see. So that would be like a yes?
So the state, yes.
All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024, elections for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
High school? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widowed.
Widow? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
1.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else?
Trump.
Okay, thank you. Last year in the 2023, what was your total family income for all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
120.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that concludes our survey. I would like to thank you for taking your time to answer those questions. I know some of them were repetitive, but thank you once again for answering those questions. And have a nice day. Thank you, man. Take care.
Thank you. You're very polite. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye.